Kiss.
This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. The peace is holding, but not all the pieces are coming together. Israel says one of four bodies handed over by Hamas is not a hostage.
Israel is now threatening to reduce aid flowing into Gaza by half. Hamas has said it would be challenging to recover the remains because of the destruction in Gaza.
ABC Stephanie Ramos. Major airports across the country are...
Baraboo's hometown station.
You guys are awesome.
99.7 Max FM.
Some hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Graham with you. It is 6:13 on Wednesday morning. Yeah, my voice decided to give me a little bit of grief right now. So we're going to get a little bit more coffee in just one moment. But let's take a look at our weather forecast. Today, we're going to see a few showers to start our day. Cloudy with a high of just 59 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 48. Thursday, a slight chance of showers, mostly cloudy, a high of 67. Saturday, partly sunny and beautiful, a high of 74. On Saturday, showers and thunderstorms are possible. So yes, we're looking at seeing those to start the day. Turning partly sunny with a high of 66. On Sunday, a slight chance of showers, mostly sunny with a high of just 59 degrees. Currently, 47 degrees and light rain falling outside the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo. As a reminder, it is our flash sale over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Shop local, save big. Today, we have a huge deal. 75% off a $25 certificate to Brushes and Bubbly. Any class, that certificate today only, $6.25. No code required. Yes, you heard me correctly. That $25 certificate towards any class at Brushes and Bubbly, just $6.25 over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Brushes and Bubbly offers public and private paint classes, parties featuring canvas paint, wood, and mosaics, and more. This $25 certificate is towards any class, and you must mention the certificate when booking. For more information about them and this limited-time offer, go over to MaxFMBigDeals.com. Yeah, what a deal that is. If that's something you want to try out, today is the day to get that certificate. There's limited quantities available as well, so you don't want to wait till the last minute and go, oh, I wish I would have got that, and then find out, oh, no, that certificate's no longer available. That has happened. We just want to make sure we gave everyone that early morning warning about that as well. So head over there, save big today. I have not had that certificate that low in our store since we've had it, so that is such a great deal. So, wow, I'm in shock at that certificate today. We also want to give a heads up from the city of Baraboo. Tarrytown Plumbing is going to be replacing the sewer lateral behind 123 3rd Avenue. That's right behind Labyrinth Games in the alley. The closure of this alley will take place today and is expected to last until 2 p.m. So they're going to start that right around 7 a.m. I've not observed any activity out there yet, but be aware that they will be replacing that lateral behind Labyrinth Games. We just want everyone to be aware of that today. So if you normally use that alley area, you want to avoid it. Let the workers do what they need to do. And so I'm assuming we'll see a little bit of activity over there sometime very soon, since it is going on 6:16 this morning. So just something to be aware of. Also, the other thing to mention, that we have the fire and safety event tonight over at the BAFED station. That's at the corner of 5th and Ash or 4th and Ash, depending on where you go. That is happening from 4 to 7 p.m. today. Free brat fry. You can go look at an auto extrication demo, and you have a chance to enter into a raffle for a breakfast and ride in a fire truck. How cool is that? I want to get my name in for that. That would be kind of cool. Ride around in a fire truck and have breakfast with the fire department and EMS crew. That'd be pretty cool. So that's happening today, 4 to 7 p.m. The weather will clear up for that. So stop by, say hi to all of them. They appreciate it, and it's just such a great idea to have a brat fry and to be able to see all of that. And it's great to have the kids be able to go over and meet some of these folks as well. So when they see them out and about, they know, yeah, who these people are. So yeah, stop by, say hi to them tonight, starting from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Always a lot of things going on in the area. As a reminder, Farmers Market is taking place today as well. They're going to be getting set up shortly, and that goes until 12:30. Last one of those is the last Wednesday of this month, so about 2 weeks away already. Here's All Notes on Max FM.
Watch it!
90s and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant. It is 6:24 on Wednesday morning. Hope everyone's having a great day so far. A little bit of light rain falling outside the Weicker Gray Day building in the Max FM studios. That will clear up. We will have a full look at our weather forecast in just moments. Listen to how this mechanic reacts when he gets to service a 2017 Toyota Camry, only to find out that it's in pristine condition. Now, we're talking about the guy that had his car stolen and had put a bumper sticker on it that as long as he got a Baja Blast, he would be good. Well, this car is a little bit different. Again, this is a 2017 Toyota Camry. This is crazy.
Y'all, someone brought in their Camry out of the vault to come get service today. This is a 2017 Camry. I'm going to show you the dash, and I want you to go ahead and lock in your answer for what you think the mileage on this vehicle is. You ready? Whatever number you came up with just now is wrong, because it's only got 1,138 miles on it. This could be sold as a demo model. Are you kidding me?
This car has not been touched.
So this car had just over 1,000 miles on it. That is crazy. So yeah, 2017 Toyota Camry. I mean, I have a 2016 and yeah, it's not pristine, but you know what? It gets me to where I need to go. So yeah, I thought this was very interesting, the mechanic's reaction. I mean, it's, you don't see cars like that. I mean, we had a Grand Prix forever and that thing, you know, looked in pretty good shape and it had pretty low mileage on it. Unfortunately, it just started falling apart. I mean, we're at the point where you could put collector plates on it. And when you looked at it, you're like, wow, in under the engine compartment, it was clean, solid, but the rest of it, yeah, not so much. So it's kind of interesting. He's probably not from Wisconsin, just saying, because Wisconsin winters, obviously, are hard on vehicles, or they didn't drive it in the winter. Now, of course, my question here is, why does this guy only have 1,000 miles on this 2017 Toyota Camry? We don't know. That's the part that we have no idea what the deal was. We just know that he took it in to have some work done on it. And when you look inside the car, I mean, it looks like this mechanic mentioned that it's showroom quality. It has the original 2017 Toyota Camry mats in it. There's even a sticker on it from the dealership with the barcode up by the lights or the dome lights in there. So, yeah, I mean, this car is just amazing. I cannot believe how pristine this car looks inside. I mean, there's not even any dust in it. I mean, this, it's just, I'm in shock. And, you know, when you see something that's that nice, I want to know why that it's like that, you know. And then they pop the hood of this car. Oh, my goodness. Just looking at this video, it looks like it literally has been sitting in the showroom. It must be in a fairly clean environment wherever they're keeping it. But, yeah, we don't know why they have this car in this condition or what they intend to do with it. But, yeah, it is obviously not seen much outdoor time. And you look at the paint on the car, yeah, pristine. Wow. But I'm curious now why someone would do that. If you've ever seen a car like that, know why someone has that car like that, you can text me, let me know, 608-355-9970. Don't forget, we are celebrating birthdays and anniversaries, 7:40 a.m. If you know someone celebrating locally today, text those into our text line or text in via the free Civic Media app. Coming up, we're going to have a look at sports and weather on Max FM.
Today's big deal of the day, creative classes at Brushes and Bubbly. Get in touch with your inner Van Gogh or Picasso. Experience painting on canvases, wood burning, creating mosaics, and more at this creative artist space between Baraboo and Wisconsin Dells. Share a painting class with friends at Brushes and Bubbly. Go to maxfmbigdeals.com and purchase $25 gift certificates for just $6.25. Today only at Max FM Big Deals.
Oakwood Fruit Farm is bursting with the flavors of fall. Check out Honeycrisp, Cortland McIntosh, and many more apples. The bakery's in full swing with fresh apple cider donuts, take and bake pies ready for your oven, gooey caramel apples. While you're there, stock up on fresh apple cider, cranberries, pumpkin, squash, and other seasonal treats. And here's the cherry. Oh, apple on top. Every Tuesday, take 10% off all apple purchases. Celebrate the taste of fall at Oakwood Fruit Farm, where every bite tastes like autumn.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Something spooky's happening at the Habitat Restore. What's that thing crawling under the beds in the middle of the night? Oh, it's just our 25% off furniture sale. Our treadmills are possessed, which means all sports and exercise equipment are 25% off so we can exorcise these demons. These sales will end on Halloween. Only a ghoul would miss these deals. Shop, donate, volunteer in Baraboo or at our haunted Portage location now with later hours.
Breast health is self-health. Reedsburg Area Medical Center is celebrating October Breast Cancer Awareness Month. The technologists at RAMC are skilled and compassionate, ready to assist you in your mammogram experience. Call Medical Imaging at 768-6229 to schedule your appointment. After all, don't you owe it to yourself? Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in breast health.
It's that spooky time of year when Cab Theater brings your favorite creepy characters to life in their locally written collection of plays at Circus World Museum with Macabre 13, Reunited, and It Feels So Ghoul. Just $7 gets you in the door for the 7 p.m. show Friday or Saturday night, October 17th and 18th. Dress in costume and be prepared to be scared. This show is rated PG-13 for some adult language and subjects. Are you brave enough to attend Macabre 13 this weekend at Circus World Museum?
This is Killian with your Max FM Sports Report. Upcoming soccer games for tomorrow are Sauk Prairie versus Oregon, Reedsburg versus La Crosse Logan, and Wisconsin Dells versus Adams Friendship. Some JV2 football games happening tomorrow are Baraboo versus Sparta and Reedsburg versus Toma. This was Killian with your Max FM Sports Report.
The Crew loses game two. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewer Bats shut down again, losing to the Dodgers 5-1 in the National League Championship Series. On Monday night, Milwaukee lost 2-1. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, if I would have told you that the Dodgers are going to score 7 runs in 2 games and what was the outcome in the first 2 games, I'd say there's a chance we won one of them for sure.
The Dodgers starter, Yoshinobu Yamamoto, gave up a home run to Jackson Chourio on the very first pitch of the game and then became the first player in 8 years to pitch an entire game in the postseason. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts.
You know, you give up the first pitch of the game, you give up a homer, and then you go out there and then you throw a complete game, was in complete command the entire night.
So the Dodgers go up 2-0 in the best of 7. Game 3 tomorrow night in Los Angeles. NBA. The Bucks losing to the Thunder last night, 116-112. They finished the preseason with a record of 3-1. The Bucks season opener a week from tonight when they host the Washington Wizards. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
City weather. I'm meteorologist Brandon Borbins. A few lingering showers possible early, otherwise mostly cloudy skies with highs in the upper 50s. For tonight, a stray shower possible after midnight, otherwise mostly cloudy, a low of 48. A few showers around on Thursday with highs in the mid to upper 60s. The bathroom you always wanted, interest and payment free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet at 800-329-4115. Right now, it's 47.
The area's most accurate weather information is on 99.7 Max FM.
Little ditty about Jack and Diane. Two American kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be a football star. Diane's debutante backseat of Jackie's car. Sucking on chili dog, outside taste freeze. Diane sitting on Jackie's lap, got his hands between the knees. Jackie say, hey Diane, let's run off behind the shady trees. Dribble off those Bobby Brooks, let me do what I please. Say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. Say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone, to walk on.
Texas, thoughts for the moment. Scratches his head and does his best James Dean. Well, then there Diane gotta run off to city. Diane says, baby, you ain't missing nothing. But Jack say, oh yeah, life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. Oh yeah, I say life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. Two American kids doing best they can.
Here is UB40 on Max FM.
It's up to you.
90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant on your Wednesday morning. It is 6:39. Let's take a look at our weather forecast. This morning, showers are likely gradually clearing with a high of 59. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 48. On Thursday, we do have a slight chance of showers. Mostly cloudy, a high of 67. Friday is going to be the best day of the week. Partly sunny, a high of 74. On Saturday, we do have a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Gradually clearing in the afternoon to partly sunny, high of 66. On Sunday, slight chance of showers to start the day, becoming mostly sunny with a high of 59. Currently, it is 46 degrees outside the Weicker Gray Day building in the Max FM studios with light rain falling. So, yes, grab that jacket, grab that umbrella this morning. Coming up at 7:10 this morning, Emily's going to join me. And, yes, the shenanigans will ensue as they do every morning. We have so many fun things that are happening to talk about. You know, there's never a dull moment. And when you can get food delivered by a robot, how can that possibly not end well? We'll talk about food delivery by robots. At 7:40, we are celebrating celebrity birthdays. If you know anyone celebrating a local birthday or anniversary, please text those in now, 608-355-9970. We want to celebrate with you. And at 8:10, we're going to talk about our hand-washing habits. Yeah, you're going to not probably be surprised by some of the things you will hear, but tune in for that at 8:10 this morning. As I was reading this morning, I'm like, very interesting to say the least. Now, over the weekend, I did have an opportunity to get out golfing. I was very happy to celebrate our 20th wedding anniversary and go out golfing with my lovely wife on Sunday. We're not going to say how the game went. We were just out there to have fun, not be competitive. And it was just great to be back out there after a five-month absence of not partaking in that. So I was just happy to be out there. Didn't care how I did or how many balls I lost. Only one lost, which is kind of surprising. And that's the one that shouldn't be lost. I still think a squirrel stole it. But anyways, Bill Murray and Darius Rucker are good friends who golf together. And during an interview, they were asked a delicate question. Who is the better golfer? Here is their answer.
He used to be an exciting golfer.
Yes.
That's the term we use.
That's a good word.
But he's played a lot of golf because he's a professional musician. I played with him at a place where formerly I spent a lot of time taking burrs and ticks out of my body looking for his ball. But suddenly he shot like 75 or something.
75
like
that day, yeah. Yeah.
So he's a better golfer right now. But I want you to know, I shot 75 at the Old Course last Sunday.
No way.
Yeah.
That's playing your ball right there.
So, yes, they did have a little bit of fun talking about each other's golf games. And we're not going to say who the better golfer in our household is. Well, I'll say it. It's not me. So, yes, it's always fun to get out golfing. Very happy to have that opportunity. Probably not doing that today with this weather forecast. But, hey, there's plenty of more opportunities the way this weather has been going. So always looking forward to that. You can text me and let me know who's your better golfer in your household, 608-355-9970. Or feel free to text in via the free Civic Media app. Inquiring minds want to know. Coming up, we are going to have like our community calendar brought to you by Pizza Ranch and Bearable Music by Blondie and Fall Out Boy on Max FM. Hungry for a deal that will make your taste buds dance? Swing by Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. This month, grab a large specialty pizza for just $12.99 or two medium pizzas for $22. Got little ranch hands? Kids eat free on Tuesday nights. And don't forget, Thursday is wing night. Saucy, spicy, and oh so delicious. Find Pizza Ranch at 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo or give them a call at 608-448-2215. That's Pizza Ranch, where every bite is a home run.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. It's time once again for the Fall Art Tour. This will be happening Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 17th through the 19th, from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. This self-guided driving tour will take you to the private studios of fine artists all around the Baraboo, Spring Green, Dodgeville, and Mineral Point areas. These artists and craftsmen include painters, sculptors, potters, weavers, jewelers, goldsmiths, glass artists, woodworkers, quilters, and more. Excellent maps and signs will guide you through the countryside at the height of the fall season. As you meet and talk with the artists, watch them demonstrate their work and see artworks being created. There'll also be a wide variety of artwork available for purchase at every price range. Again, this is going to be happening Friday through Sunday, the 17th, 18th, and 19th from 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Find all the details and get that map by going to fallarttour.com. And on Saturday, October 18th, Mirror Lake State Park will be hosting their Halloween Mystery Candlelight Hike. Hike along an easy one-mile torchlit trail and discover clues to help solve the mystery of who the special guest is, and then meet them at the end. When you're not on the trail, you can enjoy hot chocolate and goodies around a roaring campfire. It's a free event, but a state park sticker is required. This will be happening on Saturday, October 18th, and it starts at 6 p.m. And on Wednesday, October 22nd, there's going to be a crime and safety meeting. This will be held at 6:30 at Relly's Tray Bistro and Speakeasy, hosted by Amber Giddings. Opportunity to discuss business and crime, as well as safety issues in the city of Baraboo. It's a chance to get citizens engaged to talk about the police department and build positive community relations. Again, this will be held at 6:30. That's at 106 4th Avenue in Baraboo on October 22nd. And as always, you can see the full community calendar at our website, max.fm. And if you have an event you want added, send an email to info@max.fm.
At U.S. Cellular, you can get four free phones of your choice and four lines for just $90 with no trade-in.
I'll send a phone to each of my four daughters to see who calls me first. I can only pay for one of their weddings.
Four lines for $90 a month and four of the latest phones for free. And we'll pay off your current contract when you switch. U.S. Cellular, now part of T-Mobile.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. That's right. We'll pay off your current contract, so switching has never been easier. Let our helpful staff assist you at U.S. Cellular, now part of T-Mobile, in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
Hi, this is Sarah from the Jeweler's Edge in downtown Baraboo, inviting you to join us for our Fall Vintage and Estate Jewelry Sale Friday, October 17th and Saturday, October 18th from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. If you love vintage and estate jewelry, don't miss this sale. Many pieces starting at just $300. Preview some of our stunning pieces by following us on Facebook and Instagram. The Jeweler's Edge Vintage and Estate Jewelry Sale, October 17th and 18th at 416 Oak Street in downtown Baraboo. See you soon.
Some hits. Max FM.
Here is Fall Out Boy on Max FM.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music, mornings with Dave Grant. It is 6:53 on Wednesday morning. The Wisconsin Book Fest is a free 40 festival in Madison that celebrates every type of reader, whether into mind racing mysteries, great birding guides, speculative sci-fi, or music memoirs. You're sure to find an author to obsess over. Join us October 23rd through October 26th for dozens of author readings, discussions, book signings, and more. Head to max.fm to check out the full event lineup. And don't forget to make space on your shelves for all of your new favorites. Yes, reading is a good thing, but you aren't going to read in the dark, because in a new survey, 29% of American adults admit that they're all still afraid of the dark. On the flip side, 28% of people say they love watching horror movies, and some people enjoy being scared, so there's some overlap between the people who like horror and those who are less afraid of the dark. You know, let's hear from Billy Squire. So, yes, you know, I'm not going to watch horror movies. Really not my thing. Well,
unless you consider the Brewers baseball game. That we'll just leave that alone. yeah, that was crazy last night. I don't even know what to think. That thought the Brewers were starting out very well, and then yeah, they found a way to mess that up. I don't know what happened there. We go to Los Angeles tomorrow night, hoping against all hopes that we can pull off game three. I was hoping last night would pull out the win last night. And so, yeah, I was shocked by the Brewer game for anyone that's curious. I did not expect that ending. I also decided about 9:30 last night that I kind of knew how that game was going. I knew I had to be up early this morning for being here. I'm like, I'm not going to do the same mistake twice, stay up and watch a Brewer game late. And then I'm glad I didn't, because nothing had changed when I woke up this morning after I heard that final score. So, yeah, Brewers are off tonight. They'll be back on Thursday playing the Dodgers game three. Really must-win game for them at this point, because it's a best-of-four series and they need to build up some momentum. So we will see what they come up with. I'm a little bit concerned, I'll be honest with everyone. Let me know your thoughts on the Brewers, 608-355-9970, or you can text in via the free Civic Media app. Are you concerned? Do you think, hey, no, the Brewers are going to be okay? It's fine. We're just getting the rust off the bats or something along those lines. I'm curious what you all have to say about this. If you watched the game last night as well, let me know your thoughts again. 608-355-9970. I just want to see what happens with that. I had a person who just texted in saying, yeah, they were in the stadium watching that game last night. And I'm going to bring this up. And it says, I got home at 1:15 a.m. and then they have to be at work today. So, yeah, they went to the game last night to see the Brewers not do so well, and then they had to be at work this morning bright and early. So, yeah, 4 hours of sleep after a game like that, that's got to be tough. Not going to lie, I was glad I was in bed by 9:30 last night, unfortunately. So Brewers are off tonight, and hopefully they can rest up on their trip over there. We'll get you back into some more great music, and then at the top of the hour, we are going to take a look at national news, regional news, and we'll have a full look at our weather forecast with Brandon. Here are the Goo Goo Dolls. You know, there's a little bit of this happening last night. Slide on Max FM.
Could you whisper in my ear the things you want to feel? I'll give you anything to feel it coming. Do you wake up on your own? I wonder where you are. Live with all your faults. I want to wake up where you are. I won't say anything at all, so why don't you smile? Yeah, we're gonna let it slide. Don't you love the life you kill? On the phone, your father hit the wall, your mom disowned you. Don't suppose I'll ever know. So me to be a man, or something I can exchange. I live around here. I wanna wake up where you are. I won't say anything at all. Nothing that falls.
Is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Israel says one of the bodies just handed over by Hamas is not a hostage.
Israel is accusing Hamas of violating the Gaza ceasefire by moving too slowly to release the remains of deceased hostages. Israel is now threatening to reduce aid flowing into Gaza by half.
ABC's Stephanie Ramos, of the 28 bodies Hamas has been holding, only 7 have been returned. Hamas says it's a challenge to recover all the remains given the near total destruction of Gaza. Israel's prime minister says he has a cold and is skipping his corruption trial today, during which he was to be cross-examined. Homeland Secretary Kristi Noem's video to air travelers blames Democrats for the government shutdown. It's unclear this morning if any airports